Welcome back. You are listening to Mind Talk on the Chat with Women Network. My name is Kristen, and I'm a hypnotist who's here to help. I've created this show because hypnosis helped me so much in my own life. In fact, I used to suffer from pseudo seizures up to 9 times a day, be in a wheelchair, wore a helmet, and in one single session of hypnotherapy, every troubling symptom I had stopped. And that's when I dedicated my life to using this technology of hypnosis to help others as I was helped. And we cover different topics on the show. Before the break, we introduced today's subject, which is how it is that hypnotic language patterns can help people get unstuck, get out of their own way, and overcome limiting beliefs. And we have a guest on our show today who is a local here in Everett, Washington, and you can check out his website at hypnosis101.com. And he was explaining to us before the break about how it is that somebody can, first of all, become aware that maybe problems in their lives, the root cause of them can be limiting beliefs, and how it is we uncover them. That's the first step to actually overcoming them. So, Keith, let me ask you, how is it when somebody realizes, okay, I have a problem, so I might have a limiting belief, how do they uncover the specific limiting belief?
Okay, that's a really good question, and of course, that's exactly where we need to go. In order to get to that, I need to step back just a little bit and explain how beliefs are represented to us in our mind.
Okay.
And that's through language. So a belief tends to have a certain kind of formula in the mind of language, and there's two of them. And for instance, in the story I told earlier about the fitness instructor, she had a belief that if she had money, then that would mean she would be a jerk. So money means jerkdom, right?
Right. So that would naturally keep her from wanting to have money if she's not wanting to be a jerk.
Right. There's probably a belief back there that's okay. Attached to that feeling. Now, of course, anytime she thought about making money, she'd get this feeling, and she didn't know why until we explored it a little bit. So the formula that you look for and that you tease out is what is the meaning behind there, and we'll give you some specific language in a minute to draw that meaning out. The second belief formula is X causes Y. So when she looks at me that way, that makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
When this person or situation happens, that causes this event. So mm-hmm. X causes Y. And that's the other formula that we're looking for. So how do we draw those formulas out so that we can get a hold of those negative beliefs and shift them, limiting beliefs, and shift them? Is by simply asking ourselves some simple questions.
Okay. So asking somebody why is it that I believe this thing, right? Follow the root of the feeling of whatever it is that pops into your mind before the problem.
That's exactly right. So this is a question where, and I've actually done this. I did this with financial goals at one time. I wasn't having the financial success in my life that I wanted. So I sat down with a piece of paper and a pen, and I wrote it out this way. It's difficult for me to achieve financial success because, and then I put a blank. So that's the formula. It's difficult or impossible for me to, and then you fill in your goal. Because, and then you list all the reasons that you can come up with. And for me, I came up with 27 reasons. It took me about a half an hour or 40 minutes. I listed 27 reasons why it was difficult for me to achieve financial success. Now, I had no idea that I had that much negative stuff around money. But once I cleared those things out, it's been a completely different scenario.
Right. So once you became aware of them, you could actually probably see which part was the disconnect, the illogical part, right? So
it was very much a duh moment. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. Gee, if I have these beliefs, no wonder, mm-hmm. You know.
And people have them in so many different areas. This is, I don't think, something people realize the cause of things, not only just with financial goals, but even you mentioned people have goals for health and things like that. So if they say, man, I just can't keep myself, from staying away from sweets or junk food or something like that, or I need a cigarette when I come off my break or something like that. But if you track the thought or the problematic feeling, you can figure out the disconnect. This is where Keith and I were talking about how there's an aspect of our jobs as hypnotists and neurolinguistic practitioners where we have to figure out what the unconscious problem is.
Right. And in those cases right there, you've got half of the belief equation. I need a cigarette when I get
stressed,
right? And then you say, because?
Right. It might seem like acceptable for some reason because so many people say it, or just we go along with the flow. Our friends do it. Oh, but do you really need to have alcohol to have a good time with your friends? Do you really need this? Ask yourself why, right?
Yeah. And then you get the answer. And the answer is, well, because it's the only way for me to relax, they'll say. And you go, okay, there's the belief. I need a cigarette or I need alcohol because it's the only way for me to do this.
The other half of the equation.
That's right. So you need that other half. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I came up with 27 of those other halves around finances. And I've done the same thing with myself around relationships as well. And that's been beyond useful. I can't even describe. And as you're talking about this, I mean, it's probably people are understanding that even just pulling the beliefs out and looking at them in front of you is going to help you to dissolve them because, frankly, we believe a lot of ridiculous things.
Mm-hmm.
And to see it on paper, you know, right. Sometimes you just go, you know, I know that's not true.
Right.
So that's a good start right there.
Yes, awareness. The next step after that is something that we as hypnotists and NLP practitioners might call, it's a very popular term called reframing, right? One of the next steps to actually overcoming unlimiting or our limiting beliefs, getting out of our own way. And why don't you, Keith, for our listeners, explain what exactly I mean by reframing?
Well, reframing is changing a perspective on something. And when we change perspectives, that means we change the way we think about something. When we change the way we think about something, that changes the way we feel about something. And feelings drive all behaviors in our line of work. It's all about feelings and getting the right feeling, the feeling that helps motivate somebody hooked up to that specific context. So when I talk about reframing, which is all these language patterns that we're going to talk about are essentially reframes. They're one sentence reframes. I think about a story about a therapist who a man and a wife came to see her, and the husband's complaint was that the wife took a long time shopping.
Wow.
And so the therapist said to him, the therapist was a woman, she said, so your wife goes into the store and she looks at everything in the store. And the husband went, well, yeah. And she has to compare every item, every price, every aspect of everything so that she makes sure she gets absolutely the best deal. And the husband said, yes. And the therapist kept going and the husband got more and more. That's right. That's the way she is. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And the therapist said, and she chose you.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm the girl here. Because we do, when we're being frugal and looking for the best sale, women can be proud of that and really recognize it. But often, sometimes men, I guess, don't understand, have an appreciation for it.
Well, I'm glad you said that you were the girl here. I'd hate to
think that. We want to clarify.
Yeah, you thought I was. But the... yes, absolutely. So when she took that behavior, the behavior of choosing very carefully, and put it in the context of choosing him, I mean, when I tell that story, people invariably, I hear, aww, from the audience, right? It reminds me of another, of a line that I heard once where a woman said to a man, you're not going to love me when I get older.
Mm.
And he said, the sunset is the most beautiful part of the day.
Oh, those, yeah, that's great. So I want to point something out to our listeners before we go to break, which we will in just a moment, but that is the fact that you can see already, you can begin to think about and imagine how just a shift, a slight change in perception and changing a factor, so the equation, the outcome is different. Man, you could change problems in your life effortlessly.
Right. And you know, some of these sleight of mouth patterns that we're going to cover, some of them you'll hit home runs with. I mean, I once with, and maybe we'll tell the story later, with a simple statement, stopped a guy from drinking with just a sentence.
Wow.
And other times, it's just like you're getting your foot in the door and opening up that belief a little bit, doubting it a little bit so that you have room to work in there.
Right.
So that it's less dogmatic.
So sometimes maybe it needs some time to marinate and build off of, have a snowball domino effect.
Exactly.
So it ends up collapsing completely.
Yes.
So we'll get into more of the technicalities about that when we get back from the break. But I want to remind our listeners that you've been listening to Mind Talk on the Chat with Women Network. I'm Kristen, and we've been talking with Keith Livingston. You can check his website out at hypnosis101.com. And you'll hear more about how to get out of your own way when we get back from the break.